buying a plane seemed like a good idea. Then again, Mike Gould didn't know how to fly. It turned out to be one of the greatest tools in helping him reach remote areas of South America. The story is this edition of The American Countryside. Mike Gould graduated from seminary in 1954 and was assigned to be a Catholic priest in Bolivia. He might have 30 to 40 villages to visit, and in the early years, most of those trips were made by horseback. Then he got an offer that would dramatically cut his travel time.
One of my colleagues contacted me and said, would you like to own a plane? Would you like to fly? And I says, well, sure would. I'd like to think about that.
The purchase could eliminate the need for all of those Bolivian horseback trips.
Without knowing to fly, I contracted to buy it. And it was not that expensive. It was $20,000, and family and relatives and people helped.
Now he had a plane that he didn't know how to fly.
Another padre down there, a neighbor, who had been an instructor in the States, he would fly to an airfield, and I would drive over there about an hour, and we'd meet. So he did that about a dozen times, and he says, you're on your own. Take me home.
Immediately, this priest began flying to the little villages that once seemed so isolated.
6-minute, 10-minute, 15-minute flights right within the parish. I can count 4 landings an hour, I would say.
He could take care of other church business in a fraction of the time it took with the horse. He used pasture landing strips, sometimes occupied by grazing cattle. Sometimes he didn't need to land at all.
And I could fly over and lean out and drop a letter down and say, I'll be here at 7 o'clock tomorrow morning or something like that. That's the way it worked.
Mike has served in Bolivia for 57 years. Now in his 80s, he's living in the U.S., but still hopes to get back to Bolivia to see his friends in the villages. Traveling the Countryside in Leawood, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCrae.